Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, Browns, at some point we're going to have to turn the page on Sunday. At some point, we will have to turn the page.
Let's do that tomorrow.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Today, I want to look back and find out what did we exactly learn and if she had a good trip or not. This is what's important. Yeah. Did Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, plain dealer, make sure you read her every day, did she have a good trip? And she's on the Fan hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Did you have a chance to have any fun while you were there?
You know, I did have some fun while I was there because my 24-year-old daughter and some of her friends came, and my daughter stayed with me, and so I got to go out with them a couple of nights, and we had a grand old time. And then one night, on Saturday night, I knew that some of the former Browns players, such as Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, some of those guys, Andrew Hawkins, were going to be at the Browns backers event, so we stopped by that. That was fun, and yeah, I had a really good time. It was great.
Cool. Nice. That's outstanding. Dylan Gabriel looked like what to you?
Promising, encouraging, poised, confidence. I thought there were some really good things. But as I wrote a column the night of the game, that just like Joe Flacco found out, Dylan Gabriel did not get enough help from his receivers. He just did not. Jerry Jeudy is still struggling for whatever reason. He dropped that one 17-yard pass that slipped right through his hands, and you can't have that. I mean, you need your best players playing their best at all times, but especially in clutch situations like that. So he doesn't have a whole lot in terms of where to go with the ball right now, or they have to scheme it up better. They've got to figure some things out because the three wide receivers that he threw the ball to, they totaled 5 receptions in that game, all 3 of them, 5 catches. That's just not going to cut it. I mean, Jordan Addison alone had 5 catches, and those all came in the second half of the game for the Vikings. So that's a problem, and I don't know what they're going to do because, as Joe Flacco said before the Lions game, as Jerry goes, so goes the Browns. So they really need to get him on track somehow, some way, and I know they've been trying. I know they've been trying to get him touches early, but I think what happens is, when you don't have enough other targets or you don't have enough going on to take some attention away from him, that could be part of the problem. Part of the problem is just maybe he hasn't adjusted well to all the different quarterbacks. I don't know exactly what the deal is, but needless to say, that's just an area of the football team that's not going well right now.
Is part of the problem maybe they're expecting Jerry to be the type of player that he isn't?
Well, there's always been some debate about whether or not he was a bona fide number one. And one of the things that he has always said about himself is that contested catches are not his forte. So if teams see that or sense that, then that's going to, you know, that could be a problem. So, you know, if you try to get physical with him, then, you know, that can be an issue. But it does seem to me like they could use at least one other, and we've talked about this. I mean,
endlessly.
Right? Yeah. And we've talked about this endlessly. They really could use one other receiver to take some attention away and loosen things up a little bit for Jerry. Now, they have two really good tight ends in Harold Fannin and David Njoku, and they're obviously part of the passing game, but you need more production from some of your other receivers. Now, we obviously know that Cedric Tillman is on injury reserve for three more games. That's not helping matters. When your top two receivers, when you're not getting anything out of them in Cedric and Jerry, or not getting much out of them in Cedric and Jerry, you've got a long way to travel. Look what the Vikings relied on in that game. Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. When the chips were down, they went to their big playmakers, and the Browns haven't had that yet.
All right. How do they pick up the pieces here? Because I'm a glutton for punishment. I started looking at the schedule ahead.
And excited.
I mean, if they turn, they have some opportunity here to turn some things around, especially if the defense plays the way they've been playing. All right. So kind of look ahead just for a moment with me and humor me and make me think, yeah, you know what? There is some, this thing isn't completely over.
Well, it's not completely over because look what's going on in the AFC North.
Right.
And that's why I think that this past game was such a blown opportunity, because they would be right in the thick of it. They would be ahead of the Ravens right now. So, I mean, when you think about it that way, it's pretty remarkable to think about the fact that they would still be in the hunt, very much so, if they could have closed out that football game. But all is still not lost because of what's going on in the division. They do have some winnable games coming up. And what they really have to do is hang around. They've just got to hang around as much as they can and then see if they can't pull it together a little bit in the end and see what happens. Because you never know what's going to happen with another football team. Who knows who's going to stay healthy or not, or what happens, or someone goes on a losing streak or whatever. So you've got to stay in there. You've got to hang around. And it's not going to be any easier, of course, this Sunday in Pittsburgh. The Steelers are coming off of their bye, and the Browns are coming off of a London trip and a trip before that, a big, brutal loss the week before that in Detroit. So, you know, their morale might not be as great as it needs to be right now, but they've got to get their game faces on.
Mary Kay, I was surprised that things went so south in the fourth quarter. The offensive play calling on those four possessions before, you know, the Vikings had their big drive to go win the game, that wasn't good. And then the defense not doing its thing. The timeout usage by Kevin didn't work out. I thought they coached a pretty good game, and then that fourth quarter hit, and I just thought, wow, what do you think happened there? What was going on?
Well, I have to rewatch the whole game. I spent 15 hours getting home from London yesterday, so I haven't rewatched the whole game yet, and I really want to do that. But I think one of the things that happened is the fact that they just started stacking the box. They were stacking the box, and they were not respecting the run. And I mean, they were not respecting the pass. And they were stacking that box, and they just figured, if we can take away Quinshon, we can force these guys to go three and out time and again. And that's what they did. And that's going to continue to happen unless they can get things rolling in the passing game. And they have to do it however they can. I remember a year when Bill Belichick and the Patriots had to go with sort of a three tight end scheme and get things rolling that way. But I think that that's what happened, is that they just didn't have the playmakers to make the big plays for them when they needed to. And they did get a little bit conservative too. They wanted to go down there and win the game and close it out. And they believed in their defense to close things out, which has happened in pretty much every single game. And this game, they faltered. And as I wrote this morning, the Vikings had four backup offensive linemen in the game for all or parts of the game. They had three backups for most of the game, and then Christian Darrisaw got to a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Pitch count and got taken out. So, you know, if you can't get some pressure and rattle Carson Wentz into some kind of a mistake and not allow him to complete all 9 of his passes on that last drive for 80 yards, then something's wrong. I mean, that is a defensive breakdown right there. And as Greg Newsome said after the game, this one's on us. And then also I talked to Denzel after the game, and he took blame for the game-winning touchdown pass.
Mary Kay, how much should coaching take the blame for Sunday's game? Because fans that might have been on the bubble for Kevin Stefanski seem to have fallen off the bubble and don't seem to be impressed with it, especially the fourth quarter, and in particular the final 4 minutes.
Well, I think it was a collective effort. If you look at the Vikings and the way that Kevin O'Connell schemed things up and got his offense to play with those four backup linemen, I thought it was remarkable. With the way that he was able to hold off Myles Garrett and have Myles Garrett go sackless in this game, when once again they had a center who had never snapped the ball before and a guard who had never started a game before, backup tackles. So the Browns have no excuses that they're having tackle issues themselves, because this was a clinic in how to overcome an issue like that. So I did think that the Vikings did a much better job of coaching it and scheming it up and playing it in the fourth quarter.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, we kicked this around yesterday while you were unfortunately spending 15 hours traveling back from London. That's a rough day. I hope you recover nicely. It's this. This is 10 straight games of 17 or fewer points. We've all been around this game long enough, around pro sports long enough, to know that that's the type of thing that gets a football coach removed from his position. But in this situation, to me, if something doesn't happen there, it's a sign that big picture-wise, they're looking at other things. And roster, draft, moving forward after Deshaun, understanding big swing and miss and all that stuff. How does that all sit with you?
Well, I keep coming back to, it seems to me that this was a year to restock the football team with all of these young guys, and the future does look bright with a lot of these rookies and these young players, and also the fact that they do have these two first-round picks, and we heard Jimmy Haslam tell us that, not that these guys have a hall pass or have a pass for this year, but they are exercising patience, knowing that they're going to try to get their franchise quarterback next year if he doesn't reveal himself to the team this year. So, you know, I do think that there is just sort of a patience thing going on the part of Jimmy Haslam, but you never know. If it spirals out of control, you never really know. I doubt anything would happen because of those reasons I just cited. But you never really know exactly what's going on in the mind of an owner.
So you don't think Kevin's on the hot seat, or the seat even got hotter?
No, not really, because like I said, you know, it's hard to win football games when you don't have your quarterback yet. And sure, I don't think they have their quarterback yet, and they really haven't had their quarterback for a while. And having said that, I'm sure I know how painful it is for Browns fans to watch what Baker Mayfield is doing out there. It's just incredible. I mean, he's got the potential to not only win NFL MVP, and I know he's in the conversation right now.
For sure.
But if he keeps playing like this, he can win a Super Bowl. He can win a Super Bowl. That is a good football team, and he's playing extremely well. So to add insult to all this injury, Baker's out there doing his thing.
Yeah, the interesting thing at the time, you understood, because Deshaun Watson was this one guy in Houston, and maybe they thought they needed to improve on that. And ever since, it's been flipped. Ever since Baker ended up in Tampa anyway. Didn't work in Carolina, didn't work in the Rams, but it's worked in Tampa, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really has. And he's admitted, and I wrote a whole column about the things that he felt he had to do to change. And there were so many different circumstances going on here where it probably was just not going to work here either. But it just kind of makes the Browns struggle so much more difficult, I'm sure, for Browns fans to watch that going on.
All right, Mary Kay. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Okay, take care, guys. Okay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.